Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Marks and Reese, John Marks, Ike Reese, and joining us, he's been great all football season long. Thursdays at 4:15, we look to the weekend of pro football. Now we're down to the division rounds, and I just logged on to BrandonLang.com, and that's who joins us right now. Ace, world-famous handicapper Brandon Lang. What's up, B?
You know, still gloating in the call of Clemson by double digits over Alabama. I didn't say they were just going to cover. I said they were going to blow them out. I actually said that in my analysis. So it was pretty good. I had Clemson getting 41. They got 44. I was a little ticked that Alabama couldn't get to 31 because that was my predicted final. But, yep, it's a change in the guard, boys. Alabama's done. Put a fork in them.
Well, they're done.
They're done?
Well, think about this. Two things are in play here. One,
all right,
everyone's catching up with him in the SEC, and everyone's getting better. And he loses coaches every year, and it's just people have finally, he's going to lose a game in the regular season. He's not going to keep running the table the way he is.
Right.
And with the way that the BCS is set up, you lose at the wrong time. I mean, look, Georgia had him by two touchdowns in the SEC championship game.
Yep.
Kirby Smart's going to keep getting better. Another one of his assistants, Pruitt at Tennessee, they're going to get better. Ole Miss, Mississippi, all these teams are catching up. The wear and tear, I wouldn't be surprised to see Saban walk away in about the next 2-3 years. He's had a great run, but Clemson's legit. And they're not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
Sure on that.
Okay?
Yeah.
So just, and listen, Tua, slow your roll there, everybody. Alabama has not had a pro quarterback who's been a superstar since Joe Namath.
Joe Namath.
And there's no left-hand quarterbacks in the NFL right now. This kid's going to be good, but he's going to be no Lawrence. That kid's a stud.
Yeah.
Lawrence walks into the champagne room of cheerleaders. Every girl's going in there with him, boys. Okay? The kid is going to be a stud. He's Nick Foles and Carson Wentz combined, squished together on steroids.
Wow, there you go.
I like that.
I like that a lot. All right, let's talk about let's start with the Eagles here. Listen, they got it done last week. Brandon, and it wasn't pretty. It was a defensive battle. Nick Foles needed a drive. He got the drive, and then through the grace of God, I guess, or from Cody Parkey just being unlucky, doink, doink, Eagles win. Now you go to New Orleans, and this is a really, really tough task. Eight and a half, depending on where you're looking. I see a lot of eights. Drew Brees and the Saints in the playoffs, they score a lot of points. They don't give up a lot of points. But there's something about this team, and there's something about Nick Foles, Brandon, that it's tough. It's difficult for me to bet against Nick Foles.
First of all, let's just make sure we're clear on something here. The Philadelphia Eagles beating the Bears had nothing to do with their kicker. It had everything to do with the fact that you tell your defense to go out there with a 5-point lead with 5 minutes to go. The opponent's got the ball on their own 40. You win the game right there. If you're this great defense with Khalil Mack and all these guys and the game ends there. You don't let them drive down and score and beat you. End of story. So
yeah.
For me, that's where the game, and give Nick Foles and that offense credit for the plays they made against that defense and sent the Bears home. I did exactly what I told you guys I was going to do. I made the Chargers my best bet on the website early in the day, and I sat back and Ike, your boy John Meehan, and I were FaceTiming during that game, and we were going crazy, and I was able just to set up with my arms wide open, a little Creed action going, and just watching that game and enjoying it for what it is. And I'm telling you right now, I'm doing the same thing on Sunday, because for me, the one thing that scares me about this game for Philadelphia, I'm not picking it, I'm just going to watch it, but the one thing that scares me are the following numbers I'm going to give you. 29 of 43 for 305 yards. What are those numbers?
Breeze last game?
No. Those were Trubisky's numbers against the Eagles. 29 of 43 for over 300 yards. That's Mitchell Trubisky. Listen, Mitchell Trubisky can't hold Drew Brees' Johnson in an orgy. Let's make sure we're clear on that, boys. Okay? We're never going to confuse two quarterbacks.
That's clear.
All right, so that secondary – now, listen, can they go in there and that offensive line play out of their mind and that secondary rise up? Yeah, they can. They beat the Bears when nobody gave them a shot.
Yep.
That's what scares me in this game, and especially with the way they got torched in that first meeting and the way Trubisky moved the ball against them. So, listen, it's on Nick. It's on that secondary. It's on that D-line to get pressure. But, like I said, my lean is towards the Saints just for what I saw Trubisky do. But the points, 8 points, that's a lot, and this team's got some magic going right now.
Yeah, that's the way I look at that. I'm like, man, 8 points, that's almost begging you to take the Eagles plus the 8 right there.
Yep. Yep, listen, could the Saints blow them out? They almost hung 50 on them, guys, and they made it look easy doing it. Different team now, I get it, but that's what scares me about the game, that if the Saints get it rolling, can Nick play from behind? Can Nick play two scores behind? Can you then take the running game out of the equation and just drop him back? You take the RPO out of it because you're down two scores, then it can get ugly. It's a fascinating game from many levels, but one that I'll be able to sit back and watch, having used the Charger-Patriot game early in the day.
Would you agree, Brandon, if you look at the four games this weekend, right, and you look at these road teams, we're obviously Eagles fans here, so we're going to feel like we got a chance to win this game Sunday. A lot of us feel like they are going to win the game. But I think when you look at the other three games, those road teams as well has a chance to win on the road. Which I guess my question would be, which road team of those other three games do you think is the closest thing to a sure win for them?
Every one of them.
Oh, you like all of them, okay.
You played in the NFL. There's two things you have to be able to do to win a game in the NFL, regular season or playoffs. You've got to be able to run the football, and you've got to have a defense that's playing well. Colts defense is playing well. Dallas' defense is playing well. Charger defense is playing out of their mind. All three of those teams travel well and traveled well late in the season. And so there's no – then on the flip side of that coin, you look at the defenses that those teams are seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City's defense, 31st-ranked defense in the NFL. Rams defense gives up close to 5.2 yards per carry. And then you look at the Patriot defense, 30th in the NFL in sacks. So what did I just say? Rams can't stop the run.
Yep.
The Chiefs can't stop you, me, four old women in wheelchairs. They can't. They're 31st against the pass, 31st total defense, and 26th against the run, and still allow 5 yards a carry. So you look at that, it's all three of them can go in there and have matchups that they like. Now it's just about executing and keep doing what they're doing and winning the turnover battle. And we could have another weekend just like we had where all four road teams played well.
Yeah, the Kansas City-Indianapolis game is interesting because look at the Rams in Dallas. The Rams are 7-point favorites. That line told me, it's like, all right, well, that's a significant 7 points. That's nice. Now, meanwhile, Indianapolis looks great against Houston, and we know Andy Reid has had his issues in the playoffs with the Chiefs, and that opens as a 4-point spread. I'm on BrandonLang.com right now. Well, I mean, get into that a little bit more with the Kansas City and the Indianapolis game. I know the Colts have been good, but I just feel like that Pat Mahomes is almost Andy Reid proof at this point for the Andy Reid haters out there.
My problem with watching Chiefs playoff games is the fact that when I watch Andy Reid on the sideline, I just want to go to the buffet and eat. I just do. He makes me want to eat food. He looks so big and looks like he just polished off two Pizza Hut pizza, which is now the pizza call of the NFL. Andy just looks like all he wants to do is he sits there expressionless. Mm-hmm. He's thinking about the Dunkin' Donuts in his office and how many he's going to eat after the game, no pun intended. He just struggles in the playoffs, especially since he's been in Kansas City. They're 2-6 straight up, 0-8 against the spread, and both wins have been by 3 and 4 points. So they've lost six straight playoff games at home, and the Colts have beaten them the last four that they've met in the playoffs, including the incredible four touchdown 45-44 game. So everything here, and the public consequently is betting Indianapolis because of that. I mean, you have incredible numbers, and Andy Reid's historically at Kansas City has not gotten it done. and first-year quarterbacks making their first playoff start are on a 13-31 against the spread. That's insane against a Colt team that's playing well. And he's got his work cut out for him. He really does, because it's hard to go in the playoffs no matter how good your offense is when you got a defense that's that bad. And you look at the Colts, jumped on the Titans 14-0, jumped on the Texans 14-0. And if you can't stop the run and you're down, your offense is going to get no rhythm because the Indy's going to win time of possession. So it's going to be fascinating to see Andy trying to navigate his way through the landmines of how bad his defense really is. Guys, they gave up 54 points this year. They gave up 43 at New England.
Mm-hmm.
This Indy offense is the only – Indy's the only team left in the playoffs that's got a top 10 offense and top 10 defense. It's incredible what they're doing from 1-5.
All right, man. There you have it. Brandon Lang, go to BrandonLang.com for scores and odds, picks, everything else involving playing the games. Brandon, appreciate it. We'll talk next week, man.
Got it, guys.
See you. Yep.
Brandon Lang.
Road teams look good this weekend. Eagles, obviously, the biggest road dogs, but I think all road teams got a chance to win this weekend.
I agree. No, I do.
It's crazy.
It's just whether or not you think this is the year that New England
loses,
right? Yep. And I still got to believe Kansas City has too much for Indianapolis.
I think they get by the first one, yeah. Now, the championship game,
we'll see.
But I'm with you. I think Pat Mahomes is Andy Reid proof.
Yep. Yeah, I was listening to Angelo the other morning. He was doing he had some Andy Reid, a little Andy Reid hate.
Anti-Andy?
Well, he was saying he can't wait to watch the Chiefs on Saturday because he gets to watch Andy Reid screw up another playoff game, and then he can concentrate on the mm-hmm. Eagles on Sunday.
Now, I think they're going to be okay Saturday.
I'm rooting Andy.
If it's the damn Patriots they got to play in the championship game, then I'm a little nervous. Although it would be the second time they played them. But listen, they can't stop anybody.
You're right. No, any game they play, I'd be nervous.
Yeah, they can't stop anybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.